is a deep inward hunger within my soul. God has promised in His word,
I'm tired,
He'll make us whole. Now it's time for it to happen.
Hallelujah!
That huge portion of heaven He will make and bring to pass. Tremendous victory, love divine. Oh, for I'm tired of trembling on this mountain. Oh, I'm heading down to the Jordan. Oh, before me I see a vision breaking. I see it breaking. Power that will bind my mirror up and put me in a stream. Oh, a power, power that will bind my mirror up and put me in a stream. Now it's my time, consecration. I must see a change in me. I will enter my secret closet and close the door behind me. I will keep the feast of unleavened bread with truth and sincerity. For I'm expecting Jehovah Jireh, my Lord, to meet with me. Oh, I'm tired of trembling on this mountain. Oh, I'm heading down to the Jordan. Oh, before me I see a vision breaking. I see it breaking, power that will bind my mirror up, it will ministry. Oh, a power, power that will bind my mirror up, it will ministry. Oh. Lord, Lord, keep thy holy fire burning deep in my soul. Change me from glory unto glory till thy image will be whole. Let's keep this holy congregation till we become a new creation. For it's the message in you and me will bring to pass that tremendous victory. Oh, I'm tired of trembling on this mountain. Oh, I'm heading down to the Jordan. Oh, before me, Lord, I see a vision. Oh, I see it breaking, my Lord. Power that will bind my mirror up, good to ministry. Oh, power, power that will bind my mirror up, good to ministry. Oh, we are tired, Lord. Oh, I'm tired. I'm trembling on this mountain. Oh, I'm heading down to the Jordan. Oh, before me I see a vision break. Oh, I see it breaking, my Lord. Power that will bind my mirror up, it will ministry. A power, a power. power that will buy my miracle and pull me. Only your power, Lord, power that will buy my miracle and pull me in His strength. We need wisdom, we need power.
Hallelujah.
True love for each other. We have had so many big and empty worlds.
Hallelujah, let's worship Him.
Oh, so we come before Your face, asking for Your grace. Take Your people to a state of fruitful life. Restore Your church again. Oh, touch Your people once again. Oh, touch Your people, my Lord, with Your precious Holy. Oh, Lord, we want Your touch tonight. May Your kingdom, oh, shine upon this earth. You are living, glorious church. Temporary need, not for temporary need. Oh, but to restore authority in power, may Your mighty rushing wind blow in. Touch Your people once again. Hallelujah. Lord, we see Your tired servants, broken, wounded soldiers. Oh, how much we need Your precious healing hands. We need the power cross, that's the only source for us. When we stand up facing final battle cry, restore Your church again. Oh Lord, please touch Your people now. Touch Your people once again. Oh, touch us, Lord, or we die with Your precious holy hands. We need Your touch tonight. May Your kingdom shine upon this earth. Through Your living, glorious church, oh, we want to reflect You, Lord. Not for temporary needs, oh, but to restore authority in power. May Your rushing wind blow in. Oh, touch Your people once again.
Hallelujah.
I have heard of Christians. They were cold before a tyrant's throne. They were told that would spend in us.
Hallelujah!
If they would renounce the name of the Lord, but one by one they chose, oh, we choose to die, Lord. voices ring. I pledge allegiance to but to the Lamb with all my heart, with all I am, I will seek to honor His commands. I pledge allegiance. The years up, oh, and the years up, oh, they've gone, but the course up, oh, it's still right here in Dublin, still goes on. Time will come, oh, to count the cost, to reject this world, to embrace the
allegiance to the world. We're not pledging allegiance to any system of man, but coming to pledge allegiance to the Lamb. Let's sing one more, though, Georgia. Yeah,
holy words, long preserved for our walk in this world. They resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words.
Hallelujah.
Words of life, words of hope, give us strength. Lord, help us to go in this world wherever we roam. Ancient words will guide our souls. Ancient words ever true. Changing me and changing you.
Saints, we've come with open hearts.
Amen.
Is your heart open?
Hallelujah.
Oh, friends, how wonderful His word is. We do greet you this evening, saints, in Jesus' name. So glad to have Brother Chininga here tonight and his family. May the Lord bless them. I was so happy when Brother Will sent me a message last night. It was real busy at work this week. And I was thinking of service tonight. I was thinking of youth tomorrow and service on Sunday. I was saying, woo, it's not that easy this week. It's too much at work. And then Brother Will sent me a message saying, Brother Titch is visiting. He's sending greetings. I sent back. I said, is this a preacher's holiday? Is this a proper holiday?
Amen.
He said, well, he's brought his suit. So I said, wonderful. Brother Will must find out that he had brought his suit with him. So I said, very good. This is a preacher's holiday. It's not a family holiday.
Amen.
So the brother agreed to take the service tonight. So we really do appreciate that. Brother, please come and take your liberty. May the Lord be with you in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Amen.
God bless you, friends. I will leave my suit next time so I don't give myself away. God bless you, friends. I want to greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's sure my joy to be here. Amen. And you know where the carcass is, that's where the eagles are gathered. Amen. And I'd like to bring special greetings from my pastor and the church back in Sheffield. They send their love. They would have loved to have me back there today, but I needed a bit of escape. Amen. But then I escaped into the wrong place, I think. Amen. But we bring special greetings from them. We'd like to greet precious pastor. He is a good friend of ours. Amen. And we love him so much. Amen. We'd like to greet all the elders and everybody in the house of the Lord. Amen. I bring no new doctrine, but I bring ancient words. Amen. That's all I bring tonight is the ancient words. Amen. If you don't like ancient words, you're in the wrong place tonight. There is no new book that I can read to you. There is no new quotation I'm going to bring to you. But I'm going to bring to you ancient words. Amen. They have been preserved for a reason. Amen. The Bible says every scripture is written for a reason. It was not just reason. The Bible says holy men of God were moved. So when you read the scripture, it means a holy man. It was not just an ordinary man. Yes. Neither was it a politician, brother. Yes. It was a holy man. Amen. God had to move a holy man to write something. That's all I'm going to tell you tonight. What holy men wrote. Amen. Amen. They just didn't write it for no reason, brother. They wrote it for a purpose. Yes. And that purpose still stands today. Yes. Amen. The Bible is not for yesterday. It's not for tomorrow, but it's for today. Yes. You know, when God came to Moses, he didn't say, I was who I was. Or I will. Well, he says, I am who I am. Yes. So tonight, I don't know what he's worried about. He's still the same God. Amen. I am who I am. Amen. So I don't know what you need tonight, but he says, I am who I am. Amen. So if you need healing, he is I am who I am. Amen. If you need a job, he is I am who I am. Amen. If you need spiritual victory, he is I am who I am. Amen. Whoever God was, he is tonight. Amen. That's all I'm going to tell you, that God is the same. Yes. He's not. He has never changed. Yes. Hey, think about it, friends. Yes. He has never changed. Amen. Not one day. Never. It means he's still the same God today. Amen. Who this God was when the burning bush was burning, brother. When they were in Egypt, he remains the same God today. Amen. So I don't know what river you want to cross. I don't know what river sea you want to cross. He's the same God. Amen. And your problem is not new. Amen. Your problem is not new. Amen. Your situation is not new. Everything that happens, God has already seen it before. Amen. There is nothing new under the earth. So you know, when something comes your way, if you're a computer technician or something, and you fix computers, and somebody rings and say, my computer's done this, you say, what does this say? What does the message say? What's the message coming up on the front? Give me the code. You said 009. You say, okay, press button F2, F4, Control V. Problem is solved. Why? Because it has happened before. And here we are tonight. Amen. Amen. Psalms 23, verse 1. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Control V. I'm the Lord that heals all thy diseases. Problem solved tonight. Amen. I'm feeling excited. Amen. God Richard bless you. Amen. 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 We can close the service. Just go home. Remember, God is still God. Just remember that. Problem come your way, situation come your way. Just think, is this new man? He's still the same God. So what do I need to do? Go back to ancient words. Yes. There's nothing written in the ancient words about this situation. Then you open your book, you realize it was happened before. And what happened? The same God prevailed. Amen. And he's going to prevail tonight. Amen. May God richly bless you. Amen. We're going to go straight into the word. Amen. Praise be to God. I've got two familiar scriptures. Amen. Do I control it from here, sister? Do I use this? Malachi chapter 3. Got your Bibles with you. I'm going to read the book of Malachi chapter 3. Amen. If you say Malachi to believers, they don't go to Malachi chapter 3. They think of one of the best scriptures in the Bible. that's what believers think about when you go to when you say the book of Malachi. They just think, oh my goodness me, he's talking about Malachi. Amen. Praise be to God. But we are in the book of Malachi chapter 3. Reading just one scripture, reading verse 6. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Malachi chapter 3, reading from verse 6. Amen. Says, "For I am the Lord, and I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed." Amen. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Familiar Bible scriptures. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. You find it, I'll read. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Shall we pray? Most holy and eternal God, Lord, we want to thank you tonight because you remain the same God. Lord God, the same God who was there in Genesis 1, the same God who was there with Noah, Abraham, all through the ancient world. Lord God, up to still today, you remain the same God that was there with William Branham. Lord, you're the same God that came into the cave. Father, you still remain God that came down on Sunset Mountain. Lord, Father, tonight we want to believe you remain the same God. And Father, whatever purpose you came for that day, Father, may you come for the same purpose tonight. And Father, may you show your power, touch your people once again. No, that's our prayer, that's our desire tonight. And we'll be careful at the end of this service to bring back all the honor and glory that's due back to your name. Father, we want to say, did not our hearts burn within us as he spoke to us along the way? Lord, may you give me utterance tonight. May you put my emotions and my thoughts aside and speak to your people. Lord, you know their needs. You know their desires. Lord, they are not mine. They are the purchase of your blood. I pray, Lord God, that you speak to each and every one of them and give them a worthy portion tonight. We will be careful at the end of the service to bring back all the honor and the glory that's due back to your name. We surrender this service to you in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. You may be seated, friends. For I am the Lord, and I change not. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise God. Oh, I went the wrong way, sister. Is that right? Oh, this way. Praise God. I'm preaching on the same God. That's my title tonight. The same God. Amen. Something that you have heard before. Amen. I'm talking about that same God. That very same God. God, please, God bless you. Maxwell. Hey, I enjoyed his preaching on Wednesday. Hey, I was praying he's going to preach again today. God bless you. I did enjoy that preaching. It was wonderful. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you. But I'm talking about the same God. Amen. That very same God that you talk about is the one I'm going to tell you about. But Abraham says Jesus, Jehovah of the Old Testament, is Jesus of the New Testament. Amen. So it means he's the very self same God. Amen. He's never changed one minute. He remains the very same God. I am that I am. Amen. A present God in times of need. He is a present God when we need him. He is not there when out of time. God is never misses time. God is always on time. He is never misses an appointment. He is never 2 minutes late. When he's 4 days late, he's still on time. That's the exact time that he was supposed to be there. And I don't know what you need. I don't know what your problem. You think God has come too late. Never. He's never too late, bro. He's never too late, bro. But sometimes he waits for your problem to start stinking, brother. He waits for your problem to start stinking. And he knows that he says, "It matters. Lord, if you had been here, my brother would have lived." Jesus says, "Yes, but I'm here now." What do you think he says? "My brother shall live." And he says, "So be it according to your need." So I don't know what your problem is tonight. I don't know what you need. I don't know what you're facing, brother. But I bring you the very self-same God. the very selfsame God. You know, one time, God created this world that we live in today. All that you have seen and all that you have heard, he created it out of nothing. Amen. Out of nothing. Hallelujah. There was nothing, brother. Amen. There was absolutely nothing. Amen. And God said, in the beginning, God created. Hallelujah. Now, meaning before your problem was, before the solution was, there was nothing, brother. Amen. There was absolutely nothing. Amen. But that was the time God said, I am going to start to create. So whatever situation we are tonight, before Genesis 1 verse 1, your problem and your situation was not that.
Hallelujah.
It did not exist. No mountain existed that time. There was chaos in the face of the earth. But what happened? In the beginning, God created. It means everything on the face of the earth was created by God. Means the one who created has got power over everything, brother. Every situation and circumstance is in the hands of God. So God remains the ultimate power with ultimate supreme control of any situation and circumstance. Because in Genesis 1 verse 1, he created it. He created the earth. And not only that, the earth was without form. That was verse 2, brother. It was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. So what happened first? Before anything could happen, the Spirit of God moved. May the Spirit of God move tonight is my prayer. That's what we need when we come to the house of God. We want the Spirit of God to move. When he moves, brother, it brings order. If your home is chaos, brother, if your life is chaos, you need the Spirit of God to move. Just go to your house and wait and say, Lord, come by here. Come by here, Lord. What do you know? No, I don't know what anybody, all I want is for you to come by here. When he gets in there, brother, when there was no wine, he turned wine into water into wine. Because Jesus was there. Brother, that's all we need. We want the Spirit of God to move. May he move in your life tonight is my prayer. When he moved, brother, he didn't stop there. He spoke. God spoke. He just didn't move. He spoke. And he said, let there be. And God said, let there be light.
Thank you,
what happened after that, Brother Jordan? There was light.
Amen.
May God speak tonight is my prayer.
Amen.
I don't know what you need, brother. But ancient words, holy words preserved. They were preserved for a purpose, brother. Let the word speak, brother. Brother, if I've got a problem and I open the scripture and the scripture shows me, brother, that God has spoken, that's the end of my problem.
Amen.
When God cursed the tree, brother, when they walked 2 meters, the tree was still standing.
Hallelujah.
You might leave this church, brother, your problem is still standing, but I got a message for you, brother. Your problem is dying from the roots.
Amen.
When you come back the next service, your problem will be over. Believe it or not, brother, I challenge you to believe.
Amen.
Why, brother? Because God spoke.
Amen.
Let there be light, brother.
Amen.
And there was light. All these things that we talk about, these scientists, they are sending billions, NASA to study the galaxy. God didn't do that. He just spoke.
Amen.
He didn't do that, brother. He just spoke. I saw an article, Brother George. It says, Brother Pastor, it says, DNA can be changed by words. They've just realized you can change DNA by words. Why? Because it was created by words, brother. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And tonight may God speak whatever situation you are and let there be, brother. It may not be there, brother, but the word spoken has power to create whatever was not there to put it into existence. Because the whole earth was created by God. He said, let there be, and there was. He didn't end there, but just picked two more scriptures. I just picked two more scriptures in Genesis. Genesis 1, verse chapter 1. The beginning of everything. God was just wanted to show his power. And God said, let the waters and let the heaven be gathered together.
Hallelujah.
Upon one place.
Yes.
And let the dry land appear. What happened? And it was so.
Amen.
Hey. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass and herb yielding seed. And the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind.
Amen.
Whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And what happened?
So.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
I don't know what you need, brother. But let the word speak tonight. Let the word speak tonight. Let there be, brother. I don't know what you need. And I don't care what you need, brother. I know of a God who still speaks today. God is still speaking today, brother. He's still speaking today. And when he speaks, brother, his word has never went back and come back without accomplishing the master's purpose. When he speaks, brother, it shall be. You come from home, you are praying, brother. And you are in need, brother. And the song leader takes the mic. It starts to sing, brother. Brother, you don't need to wait for the end of the service for an altar call. Brother, whenever you walk through that door, brother, from the moment you walk that door, you say, Lord, speak to me. You know, Lord, speak to me. And the song leader comes and starts to sing the song you were singing in the morning. If I were you, I would start praising God. I would start praising God, knowing, brother, the beginning of my problem is over. My problem is beginning to end. Why, brother? Because God is speaking. God has no mouth but your mouth. There's no mouth but my mouth. Amen. Amen. And that when God speaks, he speaks to your sister. Amen. And you go home without greeting your sister. Amen. You miss God. Amen. That's how you miss God. That's how we miss God. Hey, you go home without greeting your brother. So that one, I won't greet him, brother. Yet that man had a dream about you last night. Yes. He had a dream about you and you go home without greeting him. I said, I don't know how to start. Where do I start? What is the sister going to say? The sister is eating her heart. And you just walk approaching sister. God bless you, sister. How are you, sister? Yeah. And you're trying to mean to me. I'm so okay, sir. Is everything okay with the sister? I was troubled. I couldn't sleep at 3 a.m. this morning. And you checked your clock. It was 3 a.m. when God was speaking to you.
Amen.
That's the moment. Amen. You say, sister, hold your peace. This and this happened at 6 o'clock, at 3 o'clock in the morning. What's going to happen when the two of you join together to pray? The devil has no right, brother. Why? Because two omnipotents meet. The miracles will happen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So we were laying a background. We want to see what happened with this very same God. Do you believe he remains God? Do you believe he's the same yesterday, today, and forever? Do you remain he's never changed? So I'm here to tell you what God has told me to tell me. What God has told me to tell you. What happened in the children of Israel? They were in the land of Egypt, brother. 400 years. They were suffering, brother. They were traveling. And all, and they would go to work every day and the taskmaster would be right behind them. Hey, don't think about ancient stories, brother. We are talking of present day. I'm not talking about stories of old time. I'm talking of today. You are the spiritual Israel. You're in Babylon. You're right here in Egypt going to work every day and the taskmaster is waiting for you. And brother, Pharaoh is beating hard. You know, you try this and you try that. Pharaoh says, the rent is going up, brother. We're not going to do this. This is going up, brother. Pharaoh is backing. You try this and you try that. And the whip is right behind you. You're trying to work. You're trying to do that. You're trying to live a Christian life in here. This system says you can't do it. You know, the system of this Western world is designed against the gospel. It's completely designed against the gospel. That's the taskmaster. That's the Pharaoh of today. So let's see what happened. They were praying day and night. Not only were they praying, they were seeing the bones of Moses, of Joseph. You know, they would come to work with their backs like this, weeping. Then they would look and say, praise God. Joseph. Refused to be buried. He said, one time, we're going to go out. How long, Lord? How long am I going to get out still like this? You may be wondering, brother, how long will I remain in this condition? How long will this problem come to an end, brother? But I've got a message for you today. This is the beginning of the end, brother. This is the beginning of the end, brother. They waited and waited and waited. But something was happening somewhere else without them noticing. Hallelujah. Amen. Something was happening somewhere, at the backside of the desert. Amen. Yet they were praying. Amen. They did not stop. They still prayed, brother. But they were waiting. Amen. What's happening? What's going to happen to us? But something started happening. Moses, a prophet of God, was keeping the flock of a heathen. Can you believe it? He was keeping the flock of an unbeliever. And he led the flock to the backside of the desert. Do you think that was Moses? You think Moses took the flock to the backside of the desert? No, that day it was not Moses. No. God was on the move, brother. Yeah. And God is on the move tonight. Amen. God is on the move, brother. Yeah. He saw Moses went to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the, watch verse 2 very carefully. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto Moses in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not burned. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sign. Why is the bush not burned? Shall I preach? Shall I preach? We need to stop, brother. You need to stop and turn aside. You need to stop, brother, and consider, why is this problem not leaving my house? Why is this problem lingering in my life? Don't just keep running and claim, shout at the devil, brother. God wants to talk to you. God wants to talk to you inside the midst of your problem. Inside the situation that you are going through tonight, God wants to talk to you. But you need to stop. Just stop, don't stop and turn aside. And Lord, I'm taking 3 days. I'm taking 3 days, Lord. I'm just going to separate myself and hear. What do you want me to hear? Why is this problem lingering? Why is this situation? God loves us so much. He loves you so much that he knows the number of your hair. When you don't know it yourself. He knows how many hairs are falling out of your hair. Sisters, hey, hey, sisters. He goes, how many hairs falls out of your hair every day. He knows how many of them are falling and how many are growing up. That's how much he cares, brother. So everything that comes your way, God lets it come for a purpose. So stop and turn aside. And said, Moses did not complain. Moses said, it's a great sight. It was a great sight to Moses. How the problem was lingering before him. How come this bush is not burnt? Sometimes we look at situations that we just want to brush it and pause by. Pause for a moment. I say, Lord, I'm turning aside. Why? What's the next scripture? Praise be to God. Amen. Did you see that? When the Lord saw that he turned aside to see. Amen. When God sees the moment you stop and turn aside, God is prepared to move to talk to you. That's what happened there, brother. God, the bush was burning. The angel of the Lord was in the bush. But until Moses stopped and turned, the angel was not going to speak. Moses had to stop and turn and say, Lord, I stop. I have tried this. I've tried borrowing. I've tried to fix this credit card after credit card, praying that credit card, another credit card, borrowing that, trying to fix this. Stop and turn aside, my brother. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or begging for bread. What is it? Stop and turn aside. And say, Lord. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called out of the midst of the bush. What was the bush in the first place? We said the bush was your situation, right? We said the bush was your problem, right? So God called out of the midst of your problem. God will call you out of the midst of your situation. Don't look for God somewhere. He's right there in the midst of your situation. Not only that, brother. He said, verse 5. What did he say? Praise God. Draw nigh, not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet. For the place where thou standest is holy ground. You're thinking it was a problem, right? You think it was a situation. Out of a terrible situation, it becomes holy ground. Praise be to God. In the midst of a situation is holy ground, brother. I am telling you, God is in the midst of your problem. God is in the midst of your situation. He just wants to show himself God. He just wants to prove he's still God tonight. So out of that problem, it becomes holy ground. What happened? The problem has evaporated. And God, when God comes, it becomes holy ground. So God came. And he said, take off thy shoes. Off thy feet. For the place thou standest is holy ground. My. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now we're going to start preaching. Moreover, he said, I was.
No.
I will be.
No.
He says, I am.
Amen.
I am.
Amen.
The God of thy fathers. The God of Abraham. The God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. When Moses heard that, he knew the problem is over. He hid his face. And he said, Lord, depart from me, for I'm a sinful man. God says, no, 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 no. When Moses heard the name of Abraham, the name of Isaac and the name of Jacob, he knew what God has done with Abraham. He remembered what God did with Isaac. And he remembered what God did with Jacob. Then Moses knew what was before him. He knew he was a prophet, by the way. He was born a prophet. He was told from the day he started to remember that you are a prophet and you are born for a purpose. But when he was on the backside of the, he thought he was defeated. But when he heard God speak, he says, I am. Moses knew. He was already beginning to wonder, but I committed a crime. How am I going to go back? Let me preach for you. Hallelujah. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people. Are we the people of God? God sees your affliction, my sister. God sees your affliction, my brother. He's not just seen. He says, I have surely seen. God sees your cry. God sees everything you're going through. He's not just seeing. He says, I have surely seen. You know, when you surely see something, you just don't black and look at that. No, you take your time to examine it. And you look at it. So that you can surely be so sure that's exactly that's happening. And the scripture is saying, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt. God did not just see, brother. The scripture says, and they have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters. Hear me, brother, don't stop crying. Don't stop crying. The scripture says, I have heard your cry. Let me tell you tonight, if you've been praying, God says, I heard your cry, sister. God is telling you, I can hear your prayer. That's what God is saying tonight. Brother Barbara Maxwell says, it's not just God that hears prayer. What does he do, Brother Maxwell? He answers the prayer. So he says, I have heard their cry. Listen, the next statement says, by the reason of their African taskmasters. You see, sometimes God brings situations to us so that we cry. Sometimes God brings problems to our doors so that we stop and cry. God wants to hear our cry, brother. God wants to hear our groanings in prayer. That's what he's saying. And not only that, he says, I know. Hallelujah. God knows your sorrow, my sister. God knows your sorrow, my brother. And he's saying tonight, I know your sorrows. I know the problem you're having in this neighborhood. And God is going to give you a church. I'm going to tell you this, brother. I'm going to tell you this, brother. I don't care where the money is going to come from. You tell me where the world comes from. I'm telling you where the money is going to come from. Are you telling me where the world come from? I'll tell you where the money. I was in Zimbabwe in January, brother. In December. These people, small church. They had nothing, brother. Small church. The poor people. They had nothing. But they needed a church. So do you. So I'm telling you ancient words, right? So you believe what I'm going to tell you, God is going to do exactly the same. And there was a church that came up for sale. $100,000. $100,000. They wanted to say, let's go see this church. We want a church, brother. How are we going to buy this church? So they went to the guy and they looked at the church and said, we hear you're selling this church. Yes. They looked and said, we want the church. I said, oh, wonderful. He said, okay, wonderful. Okay, come to the office, let's talk. So they got to the office and said, so you want the church? How much money do you have? Praise God. Hey, let me preach to you, Dublin. How much money do you have, brother? They said, we have no money. The guy said, you joking? Are you joking? This is no faith business here. I'm in the business of selling this building. I need some money here. $100,000. Where are you going to get it? They say, we don't know. But what we know is we want the building. That's what they say, brother. They said, we don't know. But what we know is we want the building. They said, how long do you need? They said, as long as it's necessary. But what we know is God has given us this building. Nobody's going to buy it. And the guy looked at them and said, brother, okay, you go. Tell me. Tell me. And brother, they went and said, brothers, we need a church. And somebody came up with $100,000. Some brother just came and said, here's $100,000. Go buy the church. So they have a church today. I preached in that church. The church was not finished. You know, they put roof. So they decided they needed a roof, brother. There was no roof. The church was a building. So they wanted to put a roof. They wanted some sheets to cover the church. The roof. So they were given a quotation from Mutare. They were going to Harare. They were given, and the pastor and the people looked at it and said, what? So they got that the money they had, I think it was close to about $15,000. And they had $3,000. So they said, let's go and buy the cheats to Harare. So they got in their cars with $3,000. We are going to Harare to buy the sheets. Just imagine what they were talking about on their way to Harare. Praise be to God. When you talk about him, he appears, brother. So they drove all the way, 2.5 hours journey. They go to Harare to buy the sheets. By the time they got to the office, they parked outside with men, 3,000. The pastor, this church, just imagine, it was the pastor was there. And the people say, now, men of God, Brother Andrew, what are we going to do here? By the time they got to the door, there was another brother waiting for them. He said, give me the bill. How much is the bill, brother? 15,000. You keep your 3,000. I'm going to pay the bill. Yeah. Hey, I'm talking of a God here. Dublin, hear me. I'm talking of a God that's still today. He's still the same God. That pay, those people are in a church today. I preach for them on a Sunday. They have no money for tithes. They needed to put tithes in the whole church. And I tell them, people, you are seeing lying vanities. I said, look at the floor. What do you see? Do you see tiles? There's no tiles. I said, you're seeing lying vanities. If you want to believe, you look God and say, thank you, Lord, for these tiles. The more you shout, the more you scream, God is, somebody's loading a truck for tiles. By Thursday, brother, the church was full of tiles. I don't know where it came from, but I know that is the same God is here today. That's the God I'm talking about. That's the God I'm talking about. We don't want to hear God in the books and tapes, brother. Let's get him out of history into your house, brother. Into your life, brother. Into your workplace, brother. Into your car. Into your school. Let him be God. He is the same God today that was many years ago. He must do the same thing today. He says, I can hear your cry and I know your sorrows. What did he say? I am come down. God is here today. He has come down today. What? To deliver you out of your situation. Out of the hand of the Egyptians. God has come down to deliver you out of the hand of your situation. It takes him, and he has come today to take you and me out of our situation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What did he say? What did he say? He says, I'm going to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians. Not only that, he's going to bring us to a land. A good land. And a large. Unto a land flowing with milk and honey. Do you believe that? But hear what he says, the next statement. The land is flowing with milk and honey. But the Jebusites are still there. The Canaanites are there. The Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. So here's the good news to you. God is taking you to a land flowing with milk and honey. But the Jebusites are in the land. So you're not going to escape the Jebusites, brother. You're not going to escape the Canaanites. You're going to have to fight all the way to the land of milk and honey. If you're going to sit back and just be quiet, those people are enjoying your land, brother. These people are enjoying the beauty of your peace. They're enjoying the comfort you are supposed to be enjoying. But you're going to rise up and say, I'm sick and tired of living an underprivileged life. You're going to rise up and say, Lord, I'm a victorious Christian. You don't become victorious before you say you are victorious. Our bodies obey our confession, brother. If you say you are defeated, you will die defeated. Brother, what did God say? He said, walk before me and be perfect. You don't become perfect to walk before God, but you walk before God so that you become perfect. You walk before God so that you become a victorious Christian. No, you don't come, you don't run to church when things are good. When things are bad, that's the time to run to church. You don't run away from church when things are hard, brother. This is Shiloh. You run to Shiloh to find peace. When the devil travels you over there, brother, you can't wait for the doors to open. You phone the deacon and say, brother, can I have an hour in church? Are you free, brother? I need 2 hours in church today. Why? Because it's your home ground. Amen. This is home ground, brother. Amen. When you are here, brother, I don't care who is out there. We have an extra man. What is it? Shout and praise Amen. To the glory of God. Amen. Amen. And the land is full of Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites. Amen. But it's our land. Yes, so we need to drive out these people. Amen. We need to drive them out by force and by order. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me. I don't know how many times you cry today, but God is saying your cry has come unto me. It has arrived. And I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. Praise God. Now verse 10 is the same. Right? God has come to deliver you and me. God has come to give us a land from with milk and honey. But he says, come, I will send you. I thought you came to deliver me, Lord. I tell you, you came to give me peace. Yes, but you are the one to go into battle. You are the one to go into battle so that I can show you what I can do. God wants to show you what he can do. But he's not going to go to battle while you sit at home. No, you are the one to go back to the same battlefield tomorrow. When you go back, brother, when you're in problems at work, brother, let me tell you today. Tomorrow, don't go there defeated. Don't go there, walk there defeated like this. When you walk in there tomorrow, walk with your shoulders high, with a smile on your face, singing praises to God. And say, I believe God is here. When you walk through the door, you bless that place. And say, Lord, I thank you for this place. You sent me here for a reason, for a purpose. And when you walk defeated, brother, the devil has got you under control. But when you walk there with your shoulders high, you remember that son of a king that went to across the world. Brother, he behaved like a son of God. He behaved like a son of a king. Don't let a situation bring your shoulders down. You are a son of a king. You are a son of God. Don't let your situation defeat you, brother. You are not defeated. You belong to heaven. You are on your way to heaven. But you are just coming across the Canaanites, brother. And when you finish the Canaanites, you think your battle is over. The Jebusites are waiting for you to move. When you're finished with the Jebusites, the Amorites are waiting for you, brother. Until you cross Jordan. Amen. Until you cross the sea. Amen. Until we are raptured, we have to fight. Amen. Every day of a Christian life is about fighting. Amen. Brother, this is not a flowery bed of ease, brother. You think you can join the Irish army? The day you join it, the day you become a volunteer. If they decide to fight in Syria, that's not the time to say, I object. They say, sorry, it's too late. Amen. When you join the army, that's when you volunteer. When you say, I give my life to Jesus, the devils came after you, brother. Amen. And because you hang the pillar of fire in your home, you think the devil is not going to knock, brother. That's why you're inviting even more trouble. Amen. Praise be to God, we are in a battle. Amen. But praise be to God. Amen. In all things, we are more than conquerors. Amen. Through him, brother, he is the same God today. He can change all your situation. But you've got to give him his place. And you've got to believe that God can deliver me out of this. What do I do? You stand still and see the salvation of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God says, I'm going to send you to Pharaoh. When Moses heard the word Pharaoh, you think he rejoiced? That's the guy that he ran away from. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I'm telling you to go back to your situation. Go back to your problem. But this time, you are an anointed Moses. This time, you are not a man. You are an anointed son and daughter of God. This time, you are victorious. You're holding a stick. What's the stick? The stick of the word. You take a scripture, you take it to the devil. When the devil say, ah, you throw your stick on the ground. And you see the stick become a snake. When the devil becomes stubborn, you just keep speaking the word. Amen. One of these days, God will destroy every first bone. Amen. And you're on your way to Canaan. Amen. Brothers, we are in a battle. Amen. But we serve the very same God. Amen. That took them out of Egypt all the way to Canaan. And watch this, what Brother Branham says. So they were taken out of Egypt with a mighty hand. Amen. And you know what? After so many years, they said our battle is over. Finally, we are going home. Goodbye, Egypt. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. They must have sang like never before. Yes. But their joy was short-lived. Yes, why? Because their foot was still in Egypt. Yes, they were still in Egypt. Yes. So no matter how much we can sing and rejoice, yes, when we finish church, yes, and we open the door, hallelujah, we are stepping back into Egypt, right? Yes. We are ready for the battle. So we rejoice when we are here, brother. But afterwards, we go back home. The very same bill is waiting for you. The very same problem is waiting for you. But rejoice, Christian soldier. Whenever you see barrels, means you're on your way to Canaan. Yes. But when they were in Egypt, they didn't need to fight, brother. They had whips, brother. Yes. But when they crawled, when they walked out of Egypt, they said, this is it. 430 years of waiting. Yes. Finally, we are on our way to the promised land. Not only is it a promised land, it's large. Yes. And it's flowing with milk and honey. Hey, they patted each other on the back. Yes. Say, God bless you. Oh, sister. Oh, finally. You know the sisters, they do it twice. Like this. Sister, we are finally going home. Hey, brother. Shalom. Oh, goodbye, Egypt. We are on our way. Finally, we are over. Brother Bram says in the message, water from the rock. Israel marching on. Yet there was a sixth pillar in front of them. An obstacle of some sort. Who put the obstacle there? Who put the obstacle there? There was a shorter way to Canaan, Pastor. Is that right? But God said, take this way. Listen to me, believer. Wherever you are right now is exactly where God wants you to be. Where you are not there by accident. You are at the right place at the right time. If it's burning with fire, God wants you in the fire. If it's too cold, God wants you in the cold. So that he can give you a bit of warmth, brother. So Egypt walked out under the leadership of the pillar of fire. Hey, where were they going? Straight to the Red Sea. In Egypt, there was a possibility that some of them could live into old age. Right? They would die one by one. But this time, it was a possibility that they were all going to die the same day. Moses, you thought you told us we are going to a land of milk and honey. But look, there's a Red Sea in front of us. But why did God do that? Israel marched down to the sea. God caused a mysterious thing to happen. He opened it up a little crack yonder in the atmosphere somewhere. May God open a crack somewhere. Listen, believer. You possess more power than you think. You possess more power than you think. Things that appear are not made, but things that do not appear, brother. So God opened up a crack somewhere. Yonder in the atmosphere. And blew down a hard wind. Where from? From his nostrils. Is God still breathing today? Is God still breathing today? Ask God to breathe in your life. Say, Lord, blow me a wind from your nostrils. Brother, if God's nostrils can open a Red Sea, what is your problem today? What is your situation? I'm talking of the same God. He just breathed, brother. He didn't even speak. He just breathed, brother. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if you believe God is alive, if you believe God is in your life, and if God is breathing, if God is alive and breathing, means your problem can be blown away by God's breathing. He doesn't need to speak. The Red Sea, God just blew. He just breathed. And blew it real hard. It just dried up the sea. That's the same God I'm talking about today. The God that just breathes. And your Red Sea can get dried. Blessed be the name of God. Are you ready? Are you ready? Now remember. That same God is here tonight. The God that can breathe. The God that can dry up a Red Sea. Is the God I'm giving you today. I give you this same God. He wasn't back there only. He is forever the same. I don't know what you meet in life's journey. But you always meet obstacles, brother. But always remember. He remains God. He changes not. So when you come through a Red Sea, you say, Father, you just say, Lord, breathe. That's what we always say
Walk with him, brother.
Amen.
Always walk with God.
Amen.
Because when you come through your problem, you just know Jim like this. And he's going to breathe. And the Red Sea will open. And you'll always walk before God. You will always be a victorious Christian. Always walk with him. Don't leave your house without God. Don't go to work without him. Don't go to school without him. Don't do anything without God. He wants to go with you all the way. He wants to be there so that when the situation arises, he can breathe. He won't speak. He will just breathe. And the Red Sea will open. So if your problem is not as big as the Red Sea, God doesn't even need to breathe. You just look at it like this. Praise be to God. I give you the same God today. He gives the same kind of signs and evidence that he's in the camp today. He's in the camp tonight. Brother Branham says in the same message, in the message, believe from the heart. What happened? In St. Mark 5th chapter, it says that Jesus borrowed Peter's boat there and went out fishing. He said, lay down for the ground. Brother Branham said they had fished. When they even knew they'd fished all night and caught nothing. Just as we done the same thing and caught nothing. I know you've had a battle for a long time. I'm not going to talk of the God of yesterday. I want to talk of the God of today. I want to talk your situation today. I know you've been fighting for a long time. I know you've been in a battle for a long time. Brother teacher, I've applied for a job for a long time. But I teach, I've tried this for a long time. Just as the disciples had fished all night. They were not just trying fishermen, brother. They were not just the amateur fishermen. They were experienced fishermen. They knew there was no fish in the sea. And God wanted it exactly that. I've told you, brother, you are exactly where God wants you to be. And I'm telling you tonight. I am telling you tonight. If you can receive what I'm going to tell you, brother, this is the end of your situation. Why? Because God's word does not lie. He is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. They fished all night. And Jesus was outside. He knew they were fishing. And he told the fish to go and hide. He moved the fish out of their way. They tried every trick, Brother George. And Jesus was waiting. It's about time.
Hallelujah.
So he borrowed a boat. And he said unto them, why, Brother Bram says, God wanted to see if they would take his word.
Amen.
And God wants to see
Amen.
If you can take his word tonight.
Amen.
I know you have tried for a long time, but I believe for you.
Amen.
I believe for you.
Amen.
Upon what God has given me tonight, I know you have labored for a long time.
Amen.
But tonight, let down for the drought.
Amen.
Tonight, the next time you face the same situation, it's no longer you doing it. You say, the God that sent Brother Teach to preach for us.
Hallelujah.
And I'm telling you today,
Hallelujah.
Let down for the drought.
Amen.
If you have tried for a long time, today is no longer you trying. Why, Brother Branham said?
Yes. Hallelujah.
If there was no fish,
Amen.
Yeah. Taking God as his word will put
Amen.
Some fish there.
Amen. Amen.
Are you with me, church?
Amen.
Are you with me, church?
Amen.
If there was no job, taking God at his word will put a job there today.
Amen.
If there was no house,
Amen.
Taking God at his word will put a house there today.
Amen.
If they've never been a victorious Christian, taking God at his word today will make you a victorious Christian. If you've never received the Holy Ghost, today taking God at his word will make you receive the Holy Ghost. Hear me, Dublin. Take God at his word. Take God at his word. That's all there was to eat. God was withholding the fish. God was withholding the fish. But when God said, let down for the drought, the fish took an unprecedented move. It was such a tremendous speed, such as never been seen in the river. all headed for the same direction.
Hallelujah.
When they threw the sea, brother, when you send the next application, brother, there will be so many jobs looking for you.
Amen.
Come on, believer.
Amen.
I'm looking for a believer here.
Amen.
Listen, you don't need to apply for a house. They will come looking for you.
Amen.
They will come looking for you.
Yes.
So do you want a house?
Yes, sir.
One time I was preaching, I told this sister, stop praying.
Yeah.
Brother teacher, I said, that's your problem is over.
Yeah.
They're still building your house.
Amen.
Said, no, you can't get a second hand house.
Amen.
You are a son of God.
Amen.
You deserve a new house.
Amen.
If you believe it,
I
give you a brand new one.
Amen.
That sister believed. And I forgot. Then they called me to their house. I said, Brother Teach, we come to dedicate the house.
Amen.
It was a brand new. I said, Brother Teach, you remember telling me that my house was being built. If we look at the time scale, they were still building the house that time.
Amen.
And I'm telling you today, if you can receive this word, take God at his word. God is in the business of creating stuff. I know God can create. He created the world out of nothing.
Amen.
He was waiting for you to take him at his word.
Amen.
That same God is in his same character. That was in the beginning, is the same God in the same character today.
Amen.
He is the first, the last, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is still God.
Amen.
So, you who are here this morning and this evening and prayed for, let me tell you something. Seeing this testimony and God's witness, whether they are true or not, that's right. You're looking for great things.
Amen.
You're trying to look over some great big something over here.
Amen.
When it's right next to you.
Amen.
It's right next to you.
Amen.
If only God could open your eyes.
Amen.
Every time you walk through this door.
Amen.
If only God could open your eyes.
Amen.
Every time you walk through this door.
Yes,
and you could see the number of angels.
Amen.
That's in this neighborhood.
Amen.
You will understand.
Amen.
That you are not cheap.
Amen.
You are not cheap.
Amen.
You are a son and daughter of God.
Amen.
Don't look for things afar off.
Amen.
Whatever you need is right next to you.
Amen.
And who is next to you? The very same God.
Amen.
Watch this. We are winding down. Watch the same God in that text. The number of times Brother Branham says it. Watch it in that text. The very God that put the hunger in your soul to come pray for. So the very God that put the hunger in your heart for whatever you need today. So it was not just a hunger, it's a deep calling to a deep. At the sound of thy water spout. So there is a deep that made you to hunger for whatever you need and desire tonight.
Amen.
Is the very same God.
Amen.
That gave life to the fish.
Amen.
The very same God that stopped the bull in the field.
Amen.
The very same God that slayed that maniac there in my presence.
Amen.
That same God that brought Daniel from the lion's den.
Amen.
That same God that said, cast your net on the other side and take for the drought.
Amen.
He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. His works cannot fail. His character cannot fail. And his works declare his character. So he is risen today. And is here in our midst. The same yesterday, today, and forever. And we are witnesses of his character. His character has changed me. I'm sure it has changed you. What do you mean, Brother Tish? When he came to me, I was once a sinner. And now I'm saved. I was once lost, but now I'm found. I once loved the things of the world. I hate it now. I once cared not for God. I love him now. Something happened to me. Something happened to you. That same God is here tonight. That same God is the same God you need for your problem, for your situation, for a life of victory. Is that same God tonight? What is it? It's God declaring his word.
Amen.
His character. Brother Teach, watch that statement. This is the prophet.
Yes.
It's not me.
Amen.
This is Brother Branham. He loves us. He's interested in your welfare. He's interested in your healing. He's interested in your soul. Won't you let him have his way in your life? Don't you doubt him for nothing. You go believing him, and God will give you the desire of your heart. For it's his good will to do it. He longs to do it. But the things of it, we get all full of fretted. But stand still tonight. Stand still tonight. Look at it. God, that means me. Yes, you. No matter who prays for me, what prays for me, it doesn't take an Oral Roberts, a Billy Graham, or a William Branham. Hallelujah. It takes God. Christian brothers and sisters, I give you Jesus. It takes God. That's right. It takes your faith. And God yonder in God. Say, God, it is truth. There alone I stand. Amen. And let us just keep it here until it drops down into here for your way, from your head to your heart, till it becomes a reality.
Amen.
Then it will work, brother. Only can it work when it comes to the heart. The Lord bless you now as we bow our heads. Put your desire upon your heart. Place it before God right now. Will you do it while we pray? If it's for salvation, it's for whatever it's for. You place it before God right now when we pray. I give you Jesus Dublin. That same God is here tonight. He can change your situation. It doesn't mean you will never have to fight, brother. But today you can be victorious. So tomorrow you have more strength to fight. Father, when they overcame the Canaanites, when they came across the Jebusites, they said, God delivered us before. He can do it again. Brother, you were once lost. Now you are saved. You were once a sinner. Now you are a saint. Now you care for the things of God that you never cared for. Take that as a stepping stone and say, Lord, I'm ready to fight. Lord, I'm ready to overcome. Lord, I'm ready to possess my inheritance. All the promises of God, they are your inheritance, brother. But unless you rise up to possess, they will remain unpossessed, brother. Brother, if you read the book of Joshua, all his life he was fighting. When Joshua was old, the land had rest for war. He had possessed everything that needs possessing. Arise, Christian believer, from Genesis to Revelation. This is your Canaan. This is your inheritance. You can overcome the devil anytime, anywhere with these ancient words. They are not just words. They are true and they are real. And that same God tonight is saying, I heard your cry. I know your sorrows. I know your battles. I stand with you. God will overcome for you, Dublin. May God richly bless you. Shalom. God bless you.
Let's stand, saints. Let's come to a time of worship.
Amen.
Wonderful.
Hallelujah.
That's nothing but the truth.
Amen.
That's all we can say. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's sing one song. Let's come to a time of prayer. Whatever it is that you have, just as the quote said, put your desire upon your heart.
Amen.
And the Lord sees that desire. Let's come before the Lord this evening, because he's the one, the deep in him, that has put the deep inside of us. Oh, friends, let's just yield ourselves to the deep and let him glorify his own name. That's all we desire. Let's just sing that song again. Holy Word.
Holy Word, long preserved for our walk in this world. They resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Words of life, words of hope, give us strength. Help us to go in this world wherever we roam. Oh, let gentle words.
put ourselves before his throne of grace upon this evening. Let's all come. Let's bring ourselves before the Lord. Whatever the Lord lays upon your heart, maybe it's for somebody else.
Hallelujah.
Maybe there's a deep inside
Amen.
Of you.
Amen.
Let's express the deep before him Amen. In faith for his Amen. Glory. Let's all pray. Father, how we do thank you, Lord, upon this evening. That you've given unto us, Lord, grace. That you've given unto us mercy, Lord. That you brought us unto this place, Lord, even upon this evening, Lord. I just want to worship you, Lord. I just thank you for your word, Lord. I say amen, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you, Father, that you always have been in Jesus, your provision, Lord. You reveal and help us to lead us in grace, Lord. That you be glorified, Lord, is my petition, Lord, and dedicated the country, Lord. Heavenly Father, Lord, the provision that you have, Lord. Father, the need that you have in your feast, Lord. You're so faithful, Lord. You're so clean. You're so gracious, Lord. And minister to this need. Minister mercy. Minister grace unto us. Guide us and lead us and help us, Lord. Be glorified, Lord. Just so desire to come unto me. And your perfect ministry, Lord, is with us, Lord. That you would help us, Lord Jesus, that you would guide us, that you would lead us, Lord. According to the working of your will, Lord, for your great name's sake, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Even Brother Chikos, Lord, dedicate him up unto thee. Brother Lord, dedicate him up unto thee, Lord. Oh, be glorified, we pray. In Jesus' name, Lord. Let's worship our joy. Oh, Lord Jesus, how we thank you, Lord, for these things, Lord. And bring us out to be for you, Lord, at this time. Help us, oh Lord, and be glorified. Bless your soul.
The anchor, though the ship is battered, the anchor holds, though the sails are torn. As I face the raging seas, for the anchor holds inside of the storm. For the anchor holds tonight, the anchor holds. Oh, it holds, though the ship is battered. I am fallen on my knees as I face the raging seas, for the anchor holds in spite of the storm.
One more time, anchor holds. Oh, it holds, though the ship is battered. Oh, it's battered. The anchor holds, though the sails are torn. I am fallen on my knees.
I'm glad he hears me when I call, and hears me when I call.
Our friends, it's good to know the master of the wind. Aren't you glad you know the master of the wind? Friends, he can blow people through just at the right time. When the brother was saying the Lord just uses the breath of his nostrils. My, it's a powerful thing.
Hallelujah.
He just blew our brother through just at a wonderful time. What a wonderful word. Brother, we so do appreciate the word. Let's sing that song. Lord. I know the master of the wind.
My boat of love
sails on the troubled sea. Circumstance, just keep the atmosphere right. If you're in prison, just bless his name. I bless your name, I bless your name. That's all that it needs, is the right atmosphere. That's all that it needs, is the right attitude. How wonderful that he can change the situation. Let's sing that song before we close, saints. I bless your name, I bless your name.
In prisoner's chains, with bleeding stripes, I bless your name.
appreciate the Lord for his word tonight.
Hallelujah.
I'm sure you're the same as me. What a blessing. Thank you so much, brother. May the Lord give you a real holiday.
Amen.
A real, real holiday. And your family, God bless you. Safe journey tomorrow.
Amen.
How wonderful if the Lord would just bring a storm upon the sea.
Amen.
And just delay the ferry by a day. Oh, it would be so good. Wouldn't
Amen.
Be good for the saints there, but it would be good for the saints here. So, but God bless you, bro. I was thinking of Brother Titch when we was in contact last night. And I was saying, you know, when trouble there in the wilderness. Remember the days of Elisha. And they said, where can we get some help? And they said, there's one here who washes the hands of Elijah.
Amen.
And I was thinking of Brother Titch. You know, it's such a wonderful thing to be under such a man of God like Brother Chukwosi. You know, because you become really the image of what it is that the Lord presents before
Amen.
You. So what a blessing. So please greet the man of God from us as well.
Amen.
As you take greetings. So may the Lord bless you, bless the fellowship, and you keep us in prayer, bro.
Amen.
So just for tomorrow, for the trip up to the north, it's 4 p.m. meeting here. Please make it sharp because we're starting at 6 up there. It's not at Scava Orange Hall. I'll give Brother Will the details. It's in Talilish. It's a little bit further away. So 4 o'clock sharp for the youth meeting here. May the Lord bless the meeting tomorrow as well. Let's just sing at chorus again, Brother George. We ask Brother Max, would you come and dismiss us, please, brother, in a word of prayer. And may the Lord be with you as we depart from his house.
I bless your name. Your name.
Hallelujah.
Even as Apostle Peter said,
Amen.
I put you to remembrance.
Hallelujah.
Oh, tonight, Lord, your word has
Amen.
Put us into remembrance, Lord. That you are the same yesterday,
Amen.
Today, and forever.
Amen.
That you changeth not, Lord.
Amen.
Father, tonight, Lord, you have made us to know that you are the same God that said, let there be light. And there was light, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, that you are the same God that said, Lazarus, come forth.
Amen.
Oh, and someone who was dead 4 days,
Amen.
Life came back.
Yes.
Oh, that you are the same God that said, peace be still.
Amen.
And the billows and the storms and the winds got to obey you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank you that you brought us to remembrance tonight.
Amen.
The Lord, even if there is any situation whereby, Lord, it is void and without form.
Yes.
Oh, we know that God has said,
Amen.
Oh, let there be light.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, there will surely, oh, Lord, be light
Amen.
Over every darkness in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And the Lord, even if there be any dead condition in the life of any,
oh, yes.
Oh the Lord Jesus,
yes,
Lord. It has been something, oh, Lord, lingering and lingering. Oh, we know that, Lord Jesus, as you said,
yes.
Move the stone.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we've moved away the stone.
Amen.
We've moved doubts. And, Lord, now we speak your word. Oh, Lazarus, come forth.
Yes.
And, oh, Lord, we know life now oh, has come upon every dead condition. In a situation that is not functioning. Lord, you brought us to remembrance. And now we call upon it, Lord. And bring life upon every situation. In the name of Jesus Christ. And even, Lord, we know how the enemy brings storms. Oh, winds and billows beating upon us. But tonight we have the answer. Oh, the same God, the same Jesus, master of the winds, that said, peace be still. Oh, tonight we claim it. Peace be still upon every stormy condition. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, we thank you, we bless you. Oh, for Lord, for your word of assurance. Blessings, Lord, tonight upon us, oh God. And Father, how much, Lord Jesus, we appreciate you, Lord. Amen. And even, Father, we want to commit our precious brother into your hands. Yes. And the family, Lord, as they leave tomorrow, God. Amen. Oh, Father, take them, oh Lord, on the wings of the eagle, Lord, Amen. Over every storms, Lord. Amen. Father, we remember our brethren over there. Bless them, oh Lord. Amen. Bless the pastor over there, Lord. Amen. Father, here also, Lord Jesus, we say thank you, God, to receive such a privilege, Lord. Amen. Father, we commit our going out, Lord, into your hands. Amen. And even as you granted us journey mercies from our various homes, Lord, we look to you once again to send us back, oh God, oh Lord. Amen. And even we remember all other road users, Lord. Amen. We don't know them. Lord, keep each and everyone safe unto his or her destination, Lord. And Father, even as we are looking towards, Lord, the coming of another week, the beginning of another week, oh Lord, this coming Sunday, Lord Jesus, once again, Father, we pray the Lord, having taken these words of inspiration, let it continue, Father, to quicken us, Lord, as we come back on Sunday, Lord Jesus, even with greater, Lord, anticipation that, Lord, you once again bless us, Lord. So, Father, we commit Sunday service into your hands. We commit our pastor, Lord, into your hands. The Lord bring your anointing upon him. And the Lord, what we need to hear, God, Lord, speak through him, Lord Jesus. That something be said. The Lord, it will be forever, Lord Jesus, where we can hang our destination, Lord, upon it, oh God. Father, once again, we say thank you. Bless our children, Lord, as they are growing. Father, in your hands, we commit all of them. The Lord Jesus, you keep them safe, Lord, in your presence, Lord. We commit the youth, Lord, into your hands as they meet tomorrow. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Bless them, Lord. Keep them, Lord. Father, let them be a light, Lord Jesus, in your hands. Father, we really appreciate you this evening. We thank you all in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray with all thanksgiving. Amen.